And at just a little after 9 a.m., you are listening to KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM on the web at kopn.org. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio. We're going to play some cool music for you this morning and have a fun conversation with my friend Justin Hickerson. That in just a few minutes. First off, let's say a big thank you to Dr. Elizabeth Allman and Mr. Tim Pilcher for keeping us up on coronavirus news. Always appreciate the information that they bring us. We're going to switch gears now and get to some music, though. This is Justin Hickerson. You're listening to it here, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM.
Well, I can tell that you're lying, and you know that it's true. Tell that I'm dying to tell you I love you. And close your eyes and paint a picture and undo all that you break my falling down, except the cold, hard, unforgiving. playing solitaire, getting stoned, and know the thrill of being alone. To sit and stare at the phone.
Listen to Open Mic Radio with Mike Hagan on KOPN Columbia, and my guest this morning is Justin Hickerson. And Justin is a very active musician, singer, songwriter, drummer around these parts. And he sent me a few songs, and we started off the show with "Dying to Tell You," which is actually a homosexual song. How did you end up connecting with those guys originally, Justin?
Through Paul, playing with the Scrappers.
Paul Weber, yeah.
Paul Weber, yeah. When I started playing with him, actually before I even started playing with him, but I was occupying the dome.
You know, I was out there recently.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't been out there in a bit, but yeah, there for... oh, probably a summer and the better part of a winter. I was, we'll just say occupying the space out there for a little bit. And I came in to be familiar with that band. I had already known several of the members of the band, but I saw, that's where I learned of this band.
All right. So what's been going on with your business? Have you been working hard? Are you guys, how has the whole COVID-19 pandemic, et cetera, affected Hickerson Lawn and Landscaping?
As far as the business, as in the workload, it's basically affected at zero. But there are certain protocols that we take, things like I never, ever thought that the end of my mowing day was going to consist of hosing down my mowers and my truck with leaf water. And and I know the folks on the...
I guess you're keeping your gear in much better shape.
Oh, man, everything's clean as a whistle. It's strange. and the folks on the other end of the speaker can't see, but I've got this... I got a mask that I wear if I go to the gas station. When I go to the... I have to go to the gas station a lot to fill up equipment or whatever. I actually keep rubber gloves. Like, it's just a is very strange. But as far as we just work outside, so my interactions are already limited with people. And
what kind of fuel do you use in your small engines, like your trimmers and your mowers and that stuff? Do you use like high octane stuff, or do you just use like regular fuel?
No, I do a pretty fuel heavy mix. I do about 50 to 1 in everything, and we use
everything.
In all the two cycle stuff.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
50 to 1. So, and to people who don't understand what that ratio means, that's
gas to oil.
It's better.
right.
It's hotter. It's faster. None of this is good.
All right. So the way that we're sort of doing this is I played a couple songs before I did this interview. And the second song that you guys heard tonight was, what the hell was it called, Justin? Solitaire.
Oh, Solitaire.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that one. Tell me about Solitaire and why you decided to share that one with me.
Well, it's been a great song to experience a quarantine social atmosphere. You know, it's a song about being alone and playing cards and smoking weed.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
Playing solitaire and getting stoned. Oh, the thrill of being alone, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been one that I play it a lot anyway, but
that's a Henderson original?
Yeah, I wrote that song. I wrote that song back in 2013. And it's a fun one just because the chord progression is pretty simple. So I mean, over the years I've developed a number of different ways that I play it in different keys and picking patterns, time signatures, etc. Mm-hmm. It's a fun song to sing. I don't know. I know I'm supposed to sit here and like not. I mean, I don't know. I like the song. I'm glad that I wrote it. You know,
I like it too.
But as far as the reason for sending it for this specific purpose is just because I think it's a good one for anyone who might be a solo dweller through all this, like me.
Let me ask you what you guys have been doing with regard to the bands and the, you know, the non-solo projects. You're involved in a whole bunch of different stuff. You play with Paul and the Scrappers. You play with the Daves. You play with Fox Teeth. You've got the Ridge Runners. And how are you guys handling that as bands? I mean, have you just sort of taken a hiatus, or are you trying to collaborate?
Really, I wouldn't say it like a hiatus, but I mean, I know we're not the only case, but in pretty much all of my projects have been essentially kind of put on hold, you know? And I mean, we all communicate, but and you know, Russ from Fox Teeth has sent me some tracks that I need to lay some drums down for. In fact, that's why I was playing the other day, but I was like, I was gonna do this tonight. I'm not gonna be able to do this tonight, you know, kind of a deal. But you know, other than that, I mean, it's pretty limited in what it's available, unless a band lives together. Now, I will say, I hope and I assume that most of the people that I play with are up to something musically, because we are all musicians and have to satiate. And I would I kind of look forward to what everything's going to sound like after not playing for so long, you know, if anything will sound different, or if anyone's like flair has changed, or like new nuances that might come into play.
Right. I imagine it probably will. You've probably had this experience. I think a lot of people have, and it doesn't really matter with regard to the skill. But sometimes if you do something for any length of time and then you take a break on it, you would think that maybe you get rusty, but actually sometimes that break is something's happening in the background or something. And when you come back, you have a sort of a more advanced or a different perspective or something that's even better.
Yeah, well, it's so broad brush. When something becomes routine, you know to anticipate like every beat of every note, every little minute thing. And that's good. Like that's how you play. But to come back and revisit something that used to be routine, but is not necessarily routine anymore.
Right.
It's like, instead of like being zoned in on every little detail, you get to kind of step back and, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, like kind of enjoy the whole picture. It's like, oh, this is how this goes, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I do know. I don't know how to say it right.
Well, also, okay. So just for the listeners, I mean, all of the people that you are involved with, the people that are playing other projects with you, how's everybody else doing out there? I mean, I don't want to get too personal, but I mean, people are hanging tough and they're doing the best they can in the middle of a strange situation. And
yeah, I mean, as far as like most of our group conversations are kind of like on a, like, this is a bummer, this is a drag. Do you think, like, I think the Dave's just booked a Rose, potentially a show in August.
Damn.
A happy hour, but I don't know. I get really weary. I'm trying not to get too fettered about not playing, because unfortunately I don't think we're going to be doing it anytime soon, to be realistic. And that makes me nervous, you know, yeah. Socially, but on shows, like, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a drag. in mass, I think it would take the cooperation of everyone, including all attendees, to be considerate of the situation. But
it's a really rough thing. Yeah, like, and there's no real simple sort of.
I've liked an idea of like a. You know how people like go tour around and see the Christmas lights, you know, like, and you can put it on the radio station. There's like, you know, like a circuit. You can go see the drive around. It'd be cool to do like porch shows like that, where, you know, it's like set it out to where it's like, you basically have like an hour long drive. You drive by somewhere, you know, and hang out for 5 minutes or whatever. But, you know, there's like someone playing on a porch. It might be lame. But I like the idea of just kind of like the artist being stationary and the crowd, the audience comes in, you know, just in and out, you know, like a rope. It's a completely different way of doing things. But,
well, I mean, that's what it's going to take at this point, some creativity and some new ideas. And I mean, music and entertainment and art for both the performers and the crowd that are there to enjoy the performance. Those things are so central to what it is to really be human, actually. I mean, it's a big part of perhaps not the necessity of life in the sense of, you know, food, shelter, water, maybe a little camaraderie, but they're really some of the things that actually add the aesthetic beauty to what it is to be alive. And that's the enjoyment of life. And to eliminate those things is not something that I'm not willing to accept that. I'm willing to accept a pretty high level of risk, actually, personally. And I know this comes down to that. It's a lot of this is personal. But I think it's more important than just the sort of physical aspect of it. I think there's a more esoteric aspect of it that's really important as well.
Agree. Yeah. On that note, I'd like to pause for a second and say, hey to Andy Rehm, if you're out in the other truck somewhere and listening to this, hey, you know, Andy Rehm is working at Hickerson Lawn and Landscape right now until the Hoot and Hollers go back out on the road.
Yeah. And if you need a hand with your landscape work, and if you need some stuff done in the yard or on the corporate landscape, you guys are available. Let's do a little plug. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys if people need help, Justin?
Oh, shoot. Well, you just call up old Hickerson Lawn and Landscape. Area code 573-397-3183. You'll talk to Pat. Tell him Justin sent you. He might hang up on you.
I don't think he will.
No. But yeah, we're out and about, and we got four times as many men out working than we did last year. Excuse me, individuals out working than we did last year, and it's rocking and rolling.
All right, yeah. Hi to Andy. I'm glad he's able to help you guys out, and I imagine you guys are enjoying it.
Andy and Chris Foss as well, but Chris Foss is here.
In the room with you?
No. Sorry, Mike. You might have to edit this part out. I'm totally stoned over.
We're certainly not going to edit that. But yeah, I know Foss. He's been on the show before, and he's a really cool. He does sort of a cool one man loop artist sort of thing. But he also plays with Fox Teeth. Is that right?
No. He plays with the Barroom Billies.
Oh, with the Billies. Yeah.
He plays guitar with them. And, you know, back when we had shows months ago, actually, the Barroom Billies was the last show I went and attended before the shutdown.
Really?
Yeah. So
I'm trying to think of what mine was.
I'll tell you what it was.
What was it?
I can't remember the last show I saw you at.
Anyway, it's been a while for me too. I wish I could remember better. Yeah, it's strange, and I love the fact that you're coming up with cool ideas on how to make it, you know, how to do different stuff. I mean, it's awesome, and you know, what you said earlier, Justin, really is cool. About this is the living room where this song was written. This is the chair where it was written, and this is pretty much the way that I play it when I'm sitting in this chair.
It's like, listen, I don't ever have anybody over to my house. I don't want anybody over here. But you get to see me play a song that I wrote in the chair that I wrote it on.
Yeah, guitar. Yeah. You know,
to me, I mean, and to someone just scrolling through their social media, I'm not blissfully unaware that, you know, it gets scrolled by or what. But for me, it's like, this is like a neat opportunity to like offer. You know, I kind of opted out of ever doing like trying to do like a live stream or like trying like plug up people's like people that are actually trying to do these live shows and try and like make money off of it.
Right.
As mentioned earlier, I kind of already have a primary source of income, and I have a unique opportunity where I get to do both simultaneously. But so I just chose to instead. Just like one song at a time, you know, just like get a nice shot of a song and just post it. And then if someone wants to watch it, they can watch it anytime they'd like. And it's free from my chair to your chair, buddy.
Hey, what's that plant over your right shoulder?
This is a big old aloe plant.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't, God, my picture here. Yeah.
Well, we're doing radio, but I can tell people it's a beautiful aloe plant behind Justin here, and it's two or three feet in spread, that thing.
Yeah, you want to know what's crazy? Is I just pruned it too.
What?
It had some the ones on the bottom, they had started to the way the leaves work is they'll like kind of die from the inside out, like back at the stem. Mm-hmm. And some of the ones on the bottom, they were already like dried out toward the stem. So I just kind of pulled out the stuff that was dead and dying to allow the newer growth the opportunity to flourish. But man, there were some on there that I'm not kidding were probably 9 inches wide.
Holy smokes.
Despite
How do you propagate a plant like that? Can you take a cutting of that replant it, or?
It does what aloes do is what they call pups. They shoot out just tiny little plants. If you look under the big leaf here, let me change the picture here again. Like this right here. I'll pull it out right now.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Oh, wow. They're almost like tubers.
Yeah. You just plop these in a pot and dirt, yeah. And here you go. Happy Mother's Day. I haven't had to buy obligatory gift-giving holidays gifts. Everybody's got one of my aloes, though.
That's awesome. Oh, man. All right. What are you seeing out there, out and about? You're one of the few people who are still actually busy and moving around a lot. You're still doing your lawn work. You're still doing landscaping. I mean, really, this is just sort of an observational thing out there in the public. You know, it's a strange time for everybody. I mean,
there for like the week 2 and 3, it was actually really interesting because so many people were at home. Everybody was at home. And some people were working from home, but some people were just at home. And it was weird to show up on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday to someone's house where like normally the whole neighborhood, everyone's at work. But it's right. Like 2 or 3 in the afternoon and kids are out playing basketball and people are out playing catch and riding bikes and like it's just like heavily occupied. And everyone seems to be in a pretty good mood. I'm talking about at that time. Right now I don't really see or talk to much of anyone. You see a bunch of kids. There's a bunch of kids out like riding bikes and stuff in the neighborhoods, which is good. More recently, I've seen a dramatic spike in the occupancy of like the box stores that are open, grocery stores and Walmart and such. I think it's vital that everybody wear a mask in those kinds of places.
Yeah.
At the very least, you know, like I'm not like a health nut or anything, but you know, just for the sake of, you know, whatever, I just like, if I go in somewhere, I'll put this mask on. It's a very, very strange time, but I don't think people ignoring it is wise. Like I see a substantial amount of people doing, just walking around, not seemingly not caring, not getting a grasp of the.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things. It sort of comes down to personal responsibility and opinion, all that. So it is very weird. But
yeah, and I'm not trying to like tell anyone like how to think, you know, politically or whatever, but it's like I'm just trying to be considerate. Like I don't want to get sick, I don't want to get anyone else sick. You know, I don't know, it's just so, I mean, everything's going to be different at the end of all this, you know. But
well, that's, I mean, and I agree with everything you've said, and the hard thing to swallow is that there really is no exit strategy, there really is no end game. I mean, there's lots of talk about vaccines and this and that and the other thing, but the bottom line is that there's always other viruses that are going to come around the corner. There's always mutations of the current ones that we had talked about. Influenza is very obvious example where it changes all the time, and you know, you got to take a different shot every year and all this stuff. So anyway, it's definitely been an absolute sea change for everyone, and we're all just trying to do the best we can in the middle of it. Let's get back to music for a minute. I got two other songs that I'm going to play after you and I are done talking. I'm going to play a song called The Old Neighborhood, and then I've got another one that you sent me that's called The Wind. So let's talk about The Old Neighborhood first and tell me a little bit about that song, and then we can talk a little bit about the song called The Wind.
Well, The Old Neighborhood, not so much content-wise, but structure-wise, I was trying to do everything in threes. There's three verses. Each verse has a rhyming stanza of three lines. And then at the end, oh, and the chord progression is three chords, and at the end there's three phrases repeated three times.
All right.
So that's a fun little, I've never really written a song like that where I'm just like, all right, I'm going to obsessively and try to seamlessly just do everything in a prime number, you know. Obviously, three is an easy place to start, you know, but maybe I'll do a seven or something one day, you know.
Is that an old one or is that a new one or in between somewhere?
That got written progressively through like last summer, and I kind of finished it, I'd say, probably in December of last year. It took a while to write. It wasn't very pressing. It was like half written for a long time, and I was just kind of waiting for the rest of it to kind of put itself together.
Right.
I like it. It's a fun one. It's about I almost just called it Benton Stevens, because it's basically discussing how I really like to take a shortcut through that neighborhood to avoid traffic lights, and how someone pissed me off, and so I don't drive through that neighborhood anymore. It's basically what the song's about. I have since resumed my my favorite shortcut.
All right. Yeah. All right. Now I'm going to tell you, the song The Wind is one, I think it's probably the favorite of the four that you sent me for me. And I have a strange story about my own life and many, many moons ago. And I had a good friend of mine who told me an old Native American tale and Lakota sort of story about trouble in your life and when you have trouble and sometimes what you have to do. And to make it relatively short, the solution was that sometimes you just have to go into the wind. And what he meant by that was just walk, just go out the door. Don't know where you're going. Don't know what you're doing. Just go, just walk and get away from whatever it is that you're doing. Go and go into the wind. I've really held on to that for a big part of my life. And it's really helped me to get through difficult situations. That song that you wrote, even if that has nothing to do with the reason or the why behind it, I still love it. So
thanks, man. That was the first song I wrote after I quit drinking. And so there's a lot of that in that song. And I wrote it while I was pet sitting for someone who was off on a different but kind of a parallel, like life changing departure,
yeah,
to return, you know. And so I remember when, you know, I left to seek treatment, and I felt so different when I came home and realized that like really nothing had changed, and like this whole like atmosphere of like total restart, like I was like, you know, like I'm the only thing that has changed. I've come home and I go out and like everyone's the same, and it's almost spooky how like just like to suddenly have that cognizance of the world around you that had been fogged for so long and getting a clear picture of like, okay, this is how everything is.
Wow.
It's weird, you know?
It is weird, yeah. And wonderful, too, and cool.
Oh, yeah, it's great. But that was kind of the mood behind that song. I also like that song. I actually gifted that song to Tim Carey.
Before yeah, tell that story. I love it.
And, I can't in good conscience display that song without mentioning that, I guess. But no, he told me when I first wrote it, and he had heard me play it a couple times, that he just told me that he really liked it a lot. He told me a few times, so I'd never really done it before. But when he left town. I had like wrote it down in the chords that I normally play it in and said, feel free to make whatever changes you want. And said, to Tim Carey from Justin Eckerson. So
awesome. You're writing some wonderful songs, Justin. I appreciate you sharing a few of them with me and with the rest of the listeners today. So we're going to play Old Neighborhood and The Wind after Justin and I are done talking here. And if people want to get a hold of you, they can find you on Instagram. And do you do Facebook? I don't know. I don't, but.
There's a Justin Hickerson music page, but it's about as active as, say, the Scrappers page.
All right. Well, we just look for Justin Hickerson. He's out and about. He's a wonderful drummer. He's a great singer-songwriter. He plays with the Daves. He plays with the Ridge Runners. He plays with Weber and the Scrappers. He plays with Fox Teeth. And he's a good man and a great friend of mine. And I'm sure glad that we had a chance to talk this evening. And
yeah, man, this was fun. What a strange radio interview.
You're making do. We'll make do with it. And hopefully we can continue stuff like this. I've been really struggling with it. I'll be honest. I've been really struggling because shit, this whole show is about live music, you know?
I never did.
Oh no, that's all right though. But like you say, there's always where there's a will, there's a way. So we come up with some cool new stuff and keep playing the music. That's the real important thing. So.
Yeah, dude, maybe I'll send you a whole bunch of songs. You know, I know some U2 covers too.
Now you're talking. All right, Justin, I love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care, dude. All right, that's my good friend Justin Hickerson. He has been pleasant enough to spend some time with me. I hope you enjoyed the show today, and we'll catch y'all later. It's Mike. This is Radio Orbit on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. And check me out on the web at mikehagan.com, and you can download the podcast and all that other stuff out there, all right? All right, take care, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Long gone are the days of losing sleep and time over past crimes, and gone days when take a leisurely cut at the center of town, mingle around in my old neighborhood. And I could skip not one but two stoplights and waste all that saved time every chance I could. I used to drive by old house and right by your front door. You used to have me in from time to time to mingle and unwind and help mind your chores. But now the mood's all heavy and the roads run slick and the air's gone thick. It's really making me sick, so I don't miss change. They've been blown months and several days. When you come home and you see that everything remains exactly the same. When you come home and everything is unchanged. When you come home to the pouring rain. When you come home and you see that everything is the same. Would you think that it's lame? Cause here back home long blows the wind. The temp picks up, it drops up again. When you drive out that wind, it takes the driving in and gets under my skin. So don't you blow home against the wind. Don't you blow home against the wind. When you come home and you get settled back again, would you hold me again? To hold long to me again.